As I told you last week, President Talon's mandate of 5 years ending since yesterday night at 12. Now, the population and the political parties and political activists and organizations as well have made clear to him that since his mandate is finished, he has no more power starting from 5th of April. And because of that, they have decided to disobey totally to his order. And for all these people, is no more the president of Benin. And because of this situation, they are demonstrating in various towns of the country, and sometimes it leads to violence and destruction. And the police and the army seems to be understanding the people if they are not supporting them. And one could expect that by few days, I think the government of Talon will be forced to give up.
The presidential election is this Sunday, April 11. From the opposition point of view, do you think the elections on Sunday should take place?
The election may not be able to take place as planned because the people do not recognize any authority since President Talon is no more the president for them. And there will be probably a government of transition to settle the situation.
You and I spoke last month about the arrest of opposition politician Rekia Madugu. What is her status now? Is she still in jail?
She's still in jail, but there is a new element since, let's say, yesterday as well. A judge of the so-called court Kriet, and I told you about that court, I told you that it's not a court. It looks like an administration run by the President Talon himself to jail his opponent. And the magistrate of that court has just resigned yesterday and made public, I think, from abroad. He left the country. He said clearly that all the decisions that have been taken by this court have been always imposed by President Talon, giving instruction to the court. And in the case of Rekia, he confirmed that there is no legal reason why she could have been in jail. They only received instruction that she should be maintained in jail, and they do not have the right to analyze the reason for which she could be in jail. It means what we have been saying since a while, that Rekia Madugu did not do any criminal offense. The only reason why she is maintained in jail is because President Talon suspect her to have money to help the opposition party. And for that reason, since they did not find the money, she need to be put in jail with strict instruction that she should not be able to talk with anybody or to meet anybody. But regardless of all this situation, what they wanted to avoid is happening. The revolution is on, and I don't see how they can stop it.